Hillsborough County Transportation Board officials today voted to rescind a previous decision on banning neighborhood electric vehicles, or NEVs, inside the city of Tampa. The vote by the Public Transportation Commission, or PTC, came after nearly 2 hours of sometimes tortuous discussion, reflected by this central question asked by board member Mark Knapp from Temple Terrace to board attorney Orlando Perez.
The question that I had was, you know, as I say again, very specific, and I guess I'm kind of putting you in a corner since you're our attorney. And in your opinion, does this board, in writing now, by Florida statute, have the authority to oversee and have any authority whatsoever of these NEVs? And that was a question I had last time, and that's why I voted against the motion.
Nearly 3 weeks ago, four separate NEV companies were kicked to the curb when the commission voted to begin regulating such companies after an attorney representing a taxi cab company presented them with an ordinance asking them to do so, saying they could regulate the cars because they receive compensation through tips and ads. The cars do not charge for rides to Ybor City, Channelside, or Hyde Park, but do accept gratuities. At their earlier meeting that saw the PTC vote to regulate the NEVs, nobody from that industry was present at the meeting. After voting to regulate them like taxi cabs, the commission essentially put them out of business, since they would need a permit to drive when none were currently available. Christopher Allen is with Gringos, one of the NEV companies in Tampa.
Even at the August 12th meeting, it was never noticed to the public as a public hearing. We didn't even show up because it was not a public hearing. We had no chance to rebut what the attorney for Yellow Cab said. So how could this board make a ruling on something that we didn't have a chance to defend ourselves on? Essentially, you went with his options. And clearly, when the county attorney stated that there was no regulatory authority over these types of vehicles.
John Byrne is an attorney with Gringos.
It would appear on a very basic legal sense that the board has interpreted compensation to include advertising. I think that's flawed for two purposes. Number one, I disagree with the interpretation of compensation. Number two, the statute, that's true. It is a law. The law in the legislation was taken out of context. The definition of for hire states that for hire means the transportation of persons for compensation, not just compensation. So you need to read that into context.
Byrne said that he didn't believe the regulations on the NEVs being a for-hire company was proper and said he would go to court if necessary to challenge that regulation. Instead, he suggested the county get a legal opinion from the Attorney General's office, which county attorneys said might take months to happen. An issue that dominated the hearing was regarding insurance for the NEVs. Todd Persico is with Hop Tampa. He said the insurance required to operate as a taxi cab company was problematic.
Searching and looking for a different company, it doesn't matter if it's $1 worth of liability coverage. It doesn't matter. We're just not going to get it done. It doesn't matter the limits of liability that are wanted. It's just that particular insurance coverage will not be written, not by this particular company. Now, there is hope that we're going to have someone on board soon to be able to take care of that for us.
As the question of insurance liability continued to be debated, Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder suggested if county attorneys had researched how other cities with NEVs, like St. Petersburg, handle the issue. Dingfelder said he had researched the city of Chicago and how they allow such NEVs to operate.
And they're doing it, and they don't mention this type of insurance coverage. They say that they refer to the insurance required as, and then they refer to Illinois state law, and then I looked up the Illinois state law, and it appears that it's just standard motor vehicle coverage, not for hire coverage, not business coverage.
At this point in the discussion, County Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who voted to essentially ban the NEVs last month but has since said that was not her ultimate intention, suggested the county could rescind their decision that the PTC had the authority to regulate the cars. And she suggested the city of Tampa, by ordinance, could make a change much more immediate than any of the other options the county has.
So, in addition to what I've said, then just refer this to the city of Tampa, refer this to Tampa City Council. Guess what? They can do it quickly. They even have a guide here if they want to look at St. Pete. If they decide that those insurance limitations that I don't know right off the top of my head are adequate and they feel safe, because this is the reason that motivated me. I want to make sure that I feel good about the safety of the passenger. And these guys are not going to go out there on purpose just to do somebody harm. But still, that's what regulation is about.
However, John Dingfelder, a member of the Tampa City Council, acknowledged that bringing the NEV issue back to the council was no sure thing, since that body frequently is divided, with Dingfelder, Mary Mulhern, and Linda Saucena frequently on the losing side of certain issues. However, he said that if a resolution was sent directly to Mayor Pam Iorio, there might be a better chance of passage.
If the mayor supports something, it often has a way of getting through city council a lot better than otherwise. So if Ms. Burdick and whoever else from this panel might want to go chat with the mayor, talk with the mayor, if she's on board, could present something to city council. I believe that with a resolution from this body to say, look, we've decided, at least on a temporary basis, we don't have jurisdiction. We're going to look to the court or whatever to see if we do. But in the meantime, city council, was it possible you go ahead and enact an ordinance? Then I think city council might look at it a little differently.